I'm going to read the part of the Christmas story from Luke 1, beginning with Luke 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and to his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. I think this is my favorite part of the Christmas story. It's probably because I can relate to the sense that God has come to me and has called me to something outside of myself, something bigger than just who I am. A little bit like Del and Suzanne saying, as way opens, that we take the next step and, oh, okay. You know, I don't always fully understand it in the beginning, and my journey has changed along the way, but there's this sense that God is pulling me towards something else. It's true that I've never seen an angel or had a direct encounter with the supernatural in some kind of phenomenal way, but there's still this clear sense that God has called me and that I have a higher purpose. I wonder what Mary was doing that day. I doubt that she was on spiritual retreat or doing something that was profoundly, deeply spiritual. I always assumed that she was going about her daily chores, just doing the dailiness of life, and suddenly there was an angel with her. Suddenly everything was different. Just to see an angel and standing before you would be startling and full of wonder. But then for the angel to tell her that she would conceive and bear a child that was to be called the Son of God, that must have been overwhelming and exhilarating. Well, she probably was full of questions. They pale in face of the message. She only wants to know, how can this be possible? And in the end, she says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her, and she was left alone. Suddenly, everything is different. And yet, nothing is different. An angel of God has come to her with the news of her pending pregnancy, carrying the Son of God. God chose her, Mary, just a young woman without fame or fortune. But God chose her. I wonder if she remembers the words of the prophet Isaiah. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman was with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. And suddenly it's true in new ways. not just God with us, but God within me. God living and growing within. Yet physically, there is no perceptible change, and it will be a while before she feels those changes in her body. Was it just a dream? Was it real? No wonder she rushed to see her cousin Elizabeth. She needed confirmation that it wasn't just a dream that would evaporate away. And holding on to someone who has a similar experience can make all the difference in our ability to believe that it's true, that God comes to us, that God has come to us. Knowing that the impossible is possible and seeing it in the evidence of another gives me courage to believe that God is doing something within me as well. And then the waiting begins. But this waiting is a defined 9-month waiting in which a lot is happening. Her body changes and grows. At the same time, she is preparing for this birth and preparing to welcome a child into her life. It's a pregnant waiting. It's a waiting full of expectancy and patience and wonder. To me, this is where God entered our world. God entered a young woman as an embryo, a beginning. Yet it was long before that coming could sustain life on the outside. It takes time. And I think of that in our own lives, how the coming often is an embryonic beginning. And it takes time before it's sustainable on the outside. It needs to grow and season within us. And yet, it is real and it has been placed within us. This is true for all of us. God comes and plants within us the impossible. The Spirit comes to us and we are overshadowed by God, placing the Holy One within us. Let us wait in open worship as God, who is present, continually is rebirthed within us every day, every moment, that God comes and lives within. Let us listen.